In Indiana are using boats to pluck people from the rising waters as parts of that state brace for more flooding. At least one person is drowned, another is missing. And in Chicago's southern suburbs, residents are cleaning up from a series of tornadoes. The National Weather Service says more strong storms could hit northern Illinois later this afternoon. The national average price for unleaded gasoline has hit a new milestone, topping the $4 a gallon mark. The highest average prices are in states like Alaska, California, Connecticut, and Washington State. The lowest can be found in Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Tennessee. A 5.0 aftershock has caused massive landslides in a mountainous region in China. A strong earthquake in Greece has killed at least two people and injured dozens more. Reports of collapsed and severely damaged homes. Seismologists expect more aftershocks. This is IRN USA Radio News.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars. Teens love to dance, but did you know they love to volunteer too? Each year, more than 15 million teens in the U.S. volunteer their time helping others. It's a fact that teens who volunteer tend to do better in school and in life. If you know an amazing teen volunteer, visit teenheroawards.com today and enter the Teen Hero Awards sponsored by the Taco Bell Foundation for Teens and Think MTV. Teen heroes from across the country will receive grants ranging from $5,000 to $15,000 for an eligible charity of their choice.
President Bush is getting set to leave on a farewell tour of Europe.
The trip starts with a U.S.-EU summit in Slovenia, then takes the president to Paris, Rome, Berlin, and London. It's likely the final European tour of his term, and a key goal is rallying the allies to get Iran to halt its nuclear program.
Iran is existential threat to peace, very important for the world to take the Iranian threat seriously.
Tehran continues to enrich uranium despite three rounds of UN sanctions, but Bush says he's committed to diplomatic efforts while not ruling out force as an option. Mark Smith at the White House.
A powerful explosion has torn through a mine in eastern Ukraine, trapping some 37 miners thousands of feet underground. Voices of trapped miners could be heard as rescue efforts began. The workers had been trying to improve the mine's safety conditions. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Can you sing as well as this?
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching.
Or rhyme like this.
Aleve stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Then log on to Aleve.com to sing about how Aleve lets you move pain-free. Your song could be in our next commercial.
Aleve's a good move for me.
Use it directly. No purchase necessary. For rules or entry information, visit www.aleve.com. Contest ends 6/30/2008. U.S. residents 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
A spacewalk today at the International Space Station as a two-man crew tackles a sky-high list of fix-up tasks, the third and last of the mission. Additional information on a story we told you about yesterday. A group of European scuba divers who were swept away in strong currents who had scrambled onto a remote Indonesian island had yet to face another threat, a Komodo dragon. Those in the know say Komodo dragons often come out when they smell something new, including humans, who they've been known to kill. The divers were able to scare the giant man-eating lizard off by throwing rocks and pieces of wood at it. After the ordeal, they spent the night on an island before they were rescued. Well, the offer was rejected almost as quickly as it came. In a letter to both candidates today, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and ABC News offered to host the first presidential town hall meeting between John McCain and Barack Obama. Just last week, likely Republican nominee McCain asked his Democratic counterpart to join him in 10 meetings in the coming months. And campaign managers for both McCain and Obama said they agree in spirit to some type of joint appearances. But both sides have rejected the offer from Bloomberg and ABC, saying they didn't want the broadcast limited to just one television network, but rather open to all. And First Lady Laura Bush is on a mission to Afghanistan. The visit is in advance of this week's donors conference in Paris. Officials are hoping the world community will pledge aid to Afghanistan. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Down the New World Order.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
Well, I've done a lot of interviews with a lot of amazing people. But I have to tell you, this is the most excited I've ever been. To have a guest on, he's with us for the full hour. He's in Tucson, Arizona. He just played the Super Bowl pregame last night. He is a global icon, an American institution. There's probably nothing more Americana. In fact, they've had polls overseas of Europeans, Asians, others, and they say, you know, who's Americana? What symbolizes America in Texas? And it's Willie Nelson. But it's not just his music that I grew up listening to and that I love. It's not just the films he's been in. It's the work he's done for humanity. And it's his incredible spirit. You know, I had a chance to briefly meet him a few months ago here in Austin where he lives. We're honored to have him hail from here. And I was just struck, and I said that on air, by the down-to-earth and really just the Obi-Wan Kenobi level zenness. It's not an act. He's an incredible person. I'm not going to gush. He doesn't like it. Willie Nelson, thank you for spending time with myself and the audience.
Well, thank you, Alex. I was enjoying that introduction. Thank you.
Well, you deserve every bit of it, sir.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on your show. I'm a big fan and have been for years, and I've watched your videos and listened to you on radio, and I'm always checking in to see what you're doing, and you're doing a great job.
That's amazing. It humbles me. I better do a really good job of Willie Nelson's tuning in, along with the Japanese Parliament every day. Willie, this is a quick segment. We're going to come back in a long 20-minute segment. But, you know, I asked you before the interview, I said, what do you want to talk about? And you said, whatever you want to get into. Let's talk about some fun stuff first. Tell me about what the band's doing, your new song, Gravedigger. What's going on?
Well, we have this new album that's out. It's called Moment of Forever, and it's a song that Chris wrote. And it's probably the greatest love song I've ever heard. And then we got a couple of videos coming out of the album. The Grave Digger is one. And then we did another video that's coming out in a couple of months. We did it down at my ranch there in Texas out there. And it was a video with me and Jessica Simpson and Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson and all the Wilson boys and Ray Price and Johnny Bush. And we just had a big crowd down there in town, and we had a lawnmower race. I wish you'd have been there. You'd have had a lot of fun.
I actually heard about it from Turk Pipkin and other people.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what we're into, and from, you know, around here doing a couple of songs off the album every night.
You've got quite a few websites. What are some of the sites people can visit to see your latest info?
Well, there's WillieNelson.com, and my daughter does a column every day to tell everybody what we're into out here. And there's the WillieNelsonPRI.com, which is a website set up. I did it originally to try to organize all the peace organizations in the world, and did a pretty good job of doing that, I think, because there's a whole lot of networking going on there about people talking about peace. And then I wrote this song with my daughter Amy called peaceful solution. And I put the song on the website and told people they could, you know, record it, rewrite it, or sing it, or put their band behind it, or whatever. I just gave them the song, basically. And so far, over 100 people have recorded that song and videoed it. And the University of Texas did 2 videos on it.
Amazing. Go ahead, Willie.
I was just saying, I'm just fooling around.
Well, it's fantastic, all of it. It seems like your music just gets better and better. You are a driven individual, and that's what I want to ask you when we get back. What drives Willie Nelson? What does Willie Nelson think is most important in this world? What is your philosophy summed up? I know your book that I read just last week, The Tao of Willie, is amazing, and I learned a lot from it. We'll talk about that. Biodiesel, hemp, the war, Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul. It's all coming up with the legend, the icon, Willie Nelson.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He is counted among the top country legends, music legends, political activist legends, pretty much the icon of music. And he is quite a survivor. Willie Nelson, again, thank you for being with us. I wanted to throw out that question, about your life growing up. What made you the way you are, why you've always stood up for the little guy, the farmers and people in Africa, and just so many others? Why did you go in that direction in your life?
Well, I don't really know, except the fact that I was I grew up in a town in Abbott, Texas, which is a little small community farm town. And I knew everybody in town. Everybody knew me. You had 3 or 4 churches there, 4 churches. So in one way or another, you went to church every day and every night of your life. And I learned that all those places, sometimes the Baptist wouldn't talk to the Methodist or the Church of Christ wouldn't talk to the Catholics. But they were all trying to do the same thing, and they were just divisions, even in that small town. But the one thing that I did learn out of it was the golden rule: you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's maybe that and Amazing Grace I pulled out of Abbott, Texas, and I think those two things alone have been really good for me.
When did you start your first band?
I was about 10, before I got out of high school, I started a band with me and my sister and my brother-in-law and my football coach, and he played trombone, and we had a little family band. We played all over Texas. We played in Waco and West and places that we could drive to with a trailer.
Didn't you start out in radio by 16 or 17? You already had your own show?
I was with KHBR in Hillsboro, and we had our own radio show there every Saturday. And then after that, I went to the Air Force and then went down to Pleasanton, Texas, and went to work with KOB Pleasanton down there. And then I worked several other radio stations, and at the same time playing bars around trying to make it.
It's amazing. Well, you certainly did make it a long career. You've been out, on the road and playing since, 54, 55, earlier?
Yeah, at least at 49 when I graduated from high school.
Wow.
I was already in a band then.
So 49. Shifting gears, again, we're talking to Willie Nelson. Willie, the war. I mean, you've been speaking out against it from the very start, and if you did that at the beginning, the media, the corporate media tried to punish people. They punished the Dixie Chicks, but they kind of shied away from attacking you too much. They tried to make an example out of them. But I remember hearing you on the radio just saying, hey, I don't care, what they do. Or I don't want to paraphrase. What did you do at the time?
Well, first of all, it all happened the Dixie Chicks was overseas when they said what they said. That seemed to have upset everybody. I was overseas, too, at a press conference. And they had it in for the Dixie Chicks more than they did me. I don't know, because But they had every reason in the world to get on me also.
They're afraid of you. They knew it wouldn't fly.
Well, I don't know. But they said, you know, what about this crazy cowboy from Texas you got running your car? I said, first of all, he's not a cowboy. Second of all, he ain't from Texas. So, you know, let's start there.
And, I mean, I make the point that they backed off from you because I don't think that they could chew up Willie Nelson. I think they tried to pick on the Dixie Chicks, but it seemed that backfired on them.
Well, it did, and it took a while, and the Chicks had to go through some uncomfortable times, but, you know, they're tough, and they came out on the other side of it really looking great, and they're more popular now than they were then, and a lot of it's because of that. So, you know, I don't know whether they'd rather have done that way or not, but at least they said what they thought, and they stuck with it, and I think their last record was, you know, We're Not Ready to Make Nice Yet.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Not ready to play nice, not ready to go along with this. I'm mad as hell, and I'm just going to continue doing the right thing. And and that's why they're becoming even bigger icons. Willie, your take on the war. I mean, you were there from day one saying it was bad. Now, 80% of Americans are saying it's a bad idea. We know we were lied to about the WMDs. We know with the White House and Downing Street memo that Bush tried to manufacture getting some of our aircraft shot down with Blair to start the war. Where's Willie Nelson now, 5 years into this war, and thousands and thousands of dead Americans, hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis? I mean, you've been vindicated yet again.
Well, it was always a bad idea. You just don't start wars. And again, it goes back to my whatever I learned in Abba, Texas. You just don't kill people. There's something in the Bible that says thou shalt not kill. And it's also a lot of things in there about peace on earth. And that's the way I grew up believing that way. And then all of a sudden I find out there are huge organizations out there that are starting wars and selling bullets to both sides. And I said, what the hell is going on? What happened to peace on earth?
Well, you brought up a key there. Can you elaborate on your take on big organizations selling to both sides? Because that's the key here. The humanity, the humans, the children, the people that die that have their countries bombed out, the Americans that are taxed to pay for it all in the no-bid contracts, humanity loses, but these kingpins, they win.
Yeah, and they've been winning ever since, in the Old Testament, it talked about wars. There'll always be wars and rumors of wars. But in the New One, it said, let's talk about peace. And then there's going to be some peace. And I believe that there's eventually going to be peace on earth. And it's those other bastards that are getting in the way of it. So what do we do about them, Alex?
Well, I have to say this. I do interviews every day on other people's talk shows, even confrontational interviews, adversarial interviews, and they'll take 10, 20 calls. And of 20 calls, 19 people agree with me while the neocon or right-wing host is attacking me, because I come from to it from a libertarian perspective, and it just neutralizes them. Now, 5-6 years ago, that wasn't happening. It was half and half. And I'm seeing a total shift personally, but also in the polls. But now both parties have circled the wagons against the people, and they're saying, we don't care what you want. John McCain said this war is going to go on for 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and it can't. It just can't. We can't let it go on another year. I mean, it has to. The other day I was getting interviewed, somebody said, what would you do if you were elected president? I said, I would stop the damn war. And it's just that simple. You stop that war, you stop the other wars that we're in around the country, and you go around the country being a peacemaker and stopping wars. I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Since when does America invade all these countries that had nothing to do with 9/11?
Yeah, really. And all of a sudden, the way I heard it, there was 15 people from Saudi Arabia hit us in New York, and we go jump on Afghanistan. I never could figure that one out in Iraq. Well, I did figure it out, too, but I'm surprised more people haven't figured it out.
Willie, you brought it up. You figured it out. What's your take on 9/11? Just came out in AP today that the White House was running the commission. We always knew that, but now they admit. In fact, I have the headline right here. I read it before you came on, where they're now admitting that it was a staged commission.
Well, that ain't good news, but it doesn't surprise me. Did it you?
No, it didn't. I'm glad it's coming out. What's your take on 9/11? Do you question the official story?
I certainly do, and I saw those towers fall, and I've seen an implosion in Las Vegas. There was too much similarities between the two, and I saw the building fall. It didn't get hit by nothing. So, how naive are we? Or, what do they think we'll go for?
So are you saying you started having questions or that little voice in your head? Did you have a bad feeling the day it happened? Is that what you're saying?
The day it happened, I saw one fall, and it was just so symmetrical. And I said, wait a minute, I just saw that last week at the, casino over in Las Vegas, and you see these implosions all the time, and the next one fell. I said, hell, there's another one. And they're trying to tell me that an airplane did it. And that's, you know, I can't go along with that.
And then you find out that mainstream news reported, but it never got any attention, that the supposed hijackers were given national security clearance and were trained at U.S. bases. And the dean of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, goes public and says, we train these people, the government's involved, and they start court-martialing until he agreed to shut up.
True story, I guess. I hate to hear it, but it's probably true.
You've had a chance to see what Terror Storm, Endgame, some of the other films. What's Willie Nelson's take on those films?
Oh, I think they're right on. I think, you know, the fact that there are a few elite that are running everything, calling the shots, starting the wars, financing them all, I believe that. And what else they're doing, who knows. But that one thing alone is enough for us to think about how do we stop them.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. If you've got on every issue 75 to 85 in all the major scientific polls of the people are against everything this government's doing, we send the Democrats to Congress to end the war, they increase it, and now they're saying they're going to be there 100 years, Hillary and McCain. I mean, that to me, that is a small group running things right there in front of us.
Absolutely. And as far as I can see, all those people attended the same meetings that you and the guys attended up in Canada. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. A lot of them do go to the Bilderberg group. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is that freedom?
I don't think so. It's not democracy either.
Willie Nelson, you're blowing me away here. When we get back, I want to talk about solutions, your ideas, because the people are awake to a certain extent. I just don't think that they have the specifics of what to do. I want to tell them about some of your organizations and groups. And I agree with taking our everyday life into our own hands, like you've done with the biodiesel. That's a separate thing from what they're doing with the corn and other things. And I want to be sure and separate that out and explain that to people and what you've tried to do and all the money you've put into trying to get us into renewable resources and things that are actually, you know, will allow us to not continue to destroy the earth. We'll be right back. Oh, in fact, we're not going to go to break. I forgot. I told him to skip that break. I'm so used to going to break at the 20 after, and I told John to skip that so we've got more time here. I'm a little bit dumbstruck here talking to you, Willie. Solutions. I mean, you talk about how we do have this elite running things, and the evidence shows that, and the documents have been declassified. What are your ideas to get the people to mobilize to do something about it?
Well, the song that I wrote called Peaceful Solution, all those people that recorded it believe, and so do I, that there is a peaceful solution. And it's called a peace revolution, and we just take back America. And we do it, vote it back, we do it, and we make sure that the crooked ballot boxes are thrown away, we get a paper trail and everything, and make sure that good, honest people can get back in control, and that's the only way we're going to do it, is to just do it. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's happening. Just in the news today, we're seeing that they've recruited 26,000 preachers, the White House has, through FEMA, to tell their flocks to stand down, to turn in their guns, to follow orders, to do what the president says in the Presidential Decision Directive 51. Bush says he's above the Congress. It's no longer involved in continuity of government. In the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, they have openly funded for insurrection and rebellion by the American people. The whole police state apparatus they built up after 9/11, and I want to get your take on this, Willie, because I know you're aware of it, is now being used against the people. They're not even talking about the boogeyman of Al CIA.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we could have George in there 10 years longer.
A lot of people are saying that. I was saying that many years ago, and now Bob Woodward's talked about how they're setting up for martial law, of all people. Naomi Wolf is talking about it. I think that might save us. I'm seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, but I think you're right. I think that's a great danger. If that did happen, a nuke went off, a biological weapon was released, or terrorists supposedly blew up a bunch of other buildings, what do you think the response of the population should be if they announce we're under this new emergency, or it could be an economic emergency, and Bush is going to have to stay on to save us?
Well, I would hope that we'd be smarter than that, and I would hope that we'd say no. We're throwing all you guys out, and we're starting over. You can stop the elections if you want to, but you can't stop the people.
Well, Ron Paul has gotten more donations from troops and people in Iraq than all Republicans combined. The troops in polls, 75% are against the war, so Bush is planning on using these troops here. It looks like he's going to have a problem.
Well, again, the troops are under orders, and if they don't do what the orders are, then they get shot. So the troops have no choice. There's a few of them in there that are there because they think it's the right thing to do. There are a few there because they just like to fight. But there's a lot of them there, like you say, that would rather be home with their families and save our good men and women for something that really matters, for really something that is the defense of our country. If we we need some people down here on the borders. Let's take 150,000 people out of Iraq and put them on the borders of Canada and Mexico. We can secure our borders that way.
Well, how are we have this war on terror where there's an Al-Qaeda terrorist under every bed, under every table? We got to have checkpoints and kids getting thumb scanned to get their lunches to stop Al-Qaeda, but then the border's wide open. That kind of makes the war on terror look like a fraud.
Well, yeah, and, you know, they're fighting over there because you remember the old joke about the guy that dropped a quarter and he was looking around. And the guy said, where did you lose it? I said, I lost it over yonder. And he said, what are you looking over here for? He said, well, call the lights better. So, I think that's why they're over there, the lights better.
Well, it's a black hole to launder money and dump trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts to Halliburton.
And there's nobody stopping it. And as long as it keeps going on and nobody stops it, I don't know what the end result will be. But
tyrants
can't be good. It can't be good for us.
Well, you're right. Tyrants have known throughout history. They keep pushing. They keep testing. Tyranny doesn't come overnight. And I hope a lot of people that support this war, I hope you know, we have illegal wars, not declared, torture, the rest of it. None of us are safe here. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow, don't you, Willie?
Absolutely. 10 times over, I remember. And I'm not sure I want to get treated 10 times as bad as we're treating other people.
Did you ever see the actual Army reports? MSNBC posted it, but then never covered it, with what the actual torture was, not just those photos. It reported they tortured people's children in front of their parents.
No, I didn't hear that.
Did you see the report about them raping the women inside the camps?
Well, that one doesn't surprise me, but torturing them in front of their family, I didn't know we did that.
Yeah, if you want, I can email you some of the mainstream stories.
Yeah.
They had a CIA section chief in the Washington Post say, yeah, we tortured their children in front of the parents to get answers.
Well, I don't understand it.
I think the establishment is trying to seduce our troops into evil, but I think they're throwing it back up at them.
Well, I think so. This can't happen because everyone is an individual. We all have our free will, and God gave us the freedom to use it. So no matter where we are, what we're doing, if we know it's wrong, we should not do it.
Well, for anybody that wants the report, it was a Filipino-American general, 2-star General Tagumbu, was hired to run the report on 30-plus camps in Iraq, and that was the findings for anybody that wants to go check that. Those are amazing claims, but they are true. Speaking of an individual like George Bush and these elitists that are puppeteering him, how do you think they sleep at night, Willie? Because somebody like you or myself, you know, we have a conscience, and I love my conscience. It's my greatest possession. And I wonder about psychopaths sometimes, how they just enjoy evil.
Well, you know, I don't know where you grew up, but I grew up with a lot of people who really are, you have to doubt if they have a conscience. And I know they're all over the world, so I'm not surprised that people, you know, can torture because I've seen it happen all my life in, you know, smaller degrees. But there are just some people who are that way. They like to make the other person uncomfortable in whatever way they can.
It's a power trip, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. It's not money. It's about power.
Well, where I'm from, my dad is from 2 counties over to the east. That's where our family's been since 1829 with Spanish land grants. And then my mom's family were German immigrants in the 1840s to right around Austin and surrounding areas. So, I am really proud to be a Texan because you're a Texan, Willie.
All the way through.
You know, I love our state. It sure is growing.
It is growing, and I'm glad to see it. We've got a lot of room down there, you know, so if it gets too crowded in Fredericksburg, we'll go further west. but there's plenty of room out there, so I'd tell people to come on down.
You've got a studio out in Fredericksburg, don't you?
I have one out at Ferdinandus out by just west of Austin there. It's between Austin and Fredericksburg.
Boy, it sure is pretty out by Hunt.
Yes, it is. It's just incredibly beautiful all over that state, and I'm prejudiced, and I'll be the first to admit it.
The presidential election, Kucinich has dropped out. My audience and others helped raise the money for the recount. They did find evidence. on the Republican and Democratic side of chicanery in New Hampshire. But Kucinich has dropped out now. What do you think of Ron Paul?
Oh, I like Ron Paul, but I think he's got the same troubles that Dennis had. First of all, there's not that much support behind him. He is growing a little bit, but I noticed his numbers had he come up in, where was it, Maine here in the last day or so, that he got quite a good, I like what he says. I still think when we get down to it, it's going to be McCain and either Hillary or Obama.
And they're all pro-war.
It sounds like it. I was hoping that Hillary had changed her mind. I was hoping Obama was all the way against the war. I don't know. Maybe public opinion can keep their minds where they need to be.
Let's talk more about the election, biodiesel, hemp, the drug war, so many other questions. This is half the interview's already gone by. This is just wonderful to have you with us, Mr. Nelson. You are a sweetheart to spend so much time with us. We'll be right back with Willie Nelson after this quick 3-minute break. Please stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, transmitting on the AM and FM dial across the nation, simulcast on the satellite and on the internet at truthnews.us, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. We have 8 servers, and this has not happened in about a year. Some of the sites you can't even hardly get to right now. I guess the word has spread on the internet that Willie Nelson is, and we can take millions of visitors, so people are going crazy right now on the websites. Willie, you have made quite a splash here.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you're burning the place down. It's awesome. getting into the war and then the solution, trying to fix this politically, magically, Ron Paul's been getting half the votes the polls show he should get. Obama was getting 15 more points or more than Hillary in New Hampshire. She magically won by almost 4 points. That's like an 18-point swing. That's never happened before. Ron Paul really got second place in Nevada. The media just said he didn't even make place. He won first place in Louisiana. They lied and said he got second place. These voting machines, all the corruption there. Give us your view on that.
Well, it's a no-brainer. You got to get rid of the voting machines because they're crooked or they can be hacked. And we can't afford to have another election stolen.
Well, in the past, when you were growing up as a young man and then even older, the voting was, they put the ballot box out in the middle of the room. They all got counted. That precinct then announced it. Everybody got to watch the counting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the mirror.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's unveilingthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, now that Kucinich has dropped out, do you think Ron Paul's the best candidate, or what's your take on that?
Oh, I think he's a great candidate. I think he's a great guy, and, I wish him well, and we'll see what happens. I guess tomorrow will answer a lot of our questions.
Yeah, Super Tuesday coming up tomorrow. Willie, getting back into 9/11, because you brought it up, and I was debating even bringing it up, it's so controversial. Other questions, other things that piqued your interest and made you question the official story surrounding 9/11?
Well, as soon as it happened, in the next day, I was somewhere doing a show, and somebody said, "What do you think about it?" And I said, "Well, first of all, when I get hit, I like to look around and see who did it before I start swinging at everybody in the room." And it kind of looked like what we were doing. We get hit over here, and the next thing you know, we're jumping on everybody in the town. So we got hit from Saudi Arabia. I think we have some questions that need to be answered from those folks.
You know, that's a really good point you make. Again, Newsweek reported a week after 9/11 that in the 6 months before, they had massed carrier task forces, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan surrounding, and that Bush on September 10th signed the order in the next week to attack Afghanistan. Man, what timing, Willie, that he signed the attack order the day before.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened.
I mean, how smoking gun is that?
Yeah. I mean, what does it take for us to realize that, you know, we're having the wool pulled over our eyes one more time?
You know, there's a war against the American people, and that's the drug war. Back when drugs were sold on store shelves, we had a lot less drug use in this country. They criminalize it, it corrupts the police, and it puts a lot of money in drugs, and then the kids get involved in it, and of course they got to go after marijuana because 70%+ of people don't use other drugs. They use the medicine, hemp, and you've been a big advocate, you know, exposing how DuPont and Dow Chemical shut that down, even the cannabis varieties that don't even have HTC in them. When did you first begin to fight the drug war and to expose what was happening with the suppression of hemp?
Well, first of all, I knew that there should be that it's the greatest killer on the planet is stress, and the best medicine is cannabis, and for some people, and it's a good medicine. So, first of all, there was no reason to make it illegal unless you had an agenda, and the same thing with with biodiesel and ethanol. Ethanol back in the 30s was 25% of the market was ethanol. The other 75% was standard oil. So once ethanol became a problem, what did they do? They came up with prohibition. It did two things. It stopped the farmer from growing and making ethanol because he was making ethanol in the same piece of equipment that he made his whiskey in, which was a still. So when they brought in prohibition and stopped the whiskey, they also stopped the making of ethanol, and they put the farmers out of business who were making their own fuel. And Standard Oil, again, won the battle.
Yeah, my family's from in between Fairfield and Buffalo, and we've still got over 1,000 acres out there. You know, farming's tough, so over the years they would sell land off. The original Spanish land grant just to be able to pay the taxes, but in the big drought in the 50s almost made them go under. But there are rotting stills back there down on some of the swampland. I don't know who put them there. They're still regulators. They might come after us. But there's old metal remnants of stills, and the story I got was that they made them destroy them and went after people, and they weren't even, most of the time, making moonshine with them. But you're right. That was an economic warfare against the farmers, because I know that happened to my family, the Joneses.
Well, it definitely happened to a lot of people, and it put the ethanol people out of business the first time, and then the second time around they put them out of business. And now they're trying to do it again, and as oil goes up and up and up and up, they're also looking at us over here who are into the alternative energies. And I've heard from the oil companies that, hey, you know, it's all right, you guys go ahead and do what you're going to do for the next 36 months or so, and then we're going to come in and take it over. And that would all be well and good, except that when that happens, I know it's not going to be good for the local producer and the local consumer. A lot of things will be imported, palm oil for all over the world, and that's not good. Until we can get it back to where your family and my family can grow their own ethanol and their own biodiesel, then our economy is going to stay bad. We have to bring it back to sustainable agriculture locally, and it's got to start locally.
Well, going back to biodiesel, there's a big difference between biodiesel and some of the things they're making out of corn, because you're able to make the biodiesel you create out of all sorts of things. Can you explain the difference and then talk about the program you've tried to launch nationally?
Well, the first diesel engine, Rudolph Diesel, designed his first engine to run on peanut oil. So for all these years we've been using, oil and diesel, and we could have been using peanut oil. We could have been using all kinds of vegetable oils, but we didn't have to become that dependent. So it was, it was a planned agenda to keep us away from the biodiesel because they wanted to sell us oil. At the same time, the government was using biodiesel and ethanol and its equipment because it was cheaper to produce, and the equipment ran better on it. But they didn't give it to the private sector because they wanted us to keep using oil.
Well, you talk about the monopoly game they played to do this. Is that where I mean, is that the place you started to learn about the Monopoly Man and the larger global forces? Or when did you discover what, for lack of a better term, we'd call the New World Order or the Kingpins?
Oh, I don't know. There's one thing and another. That was part of it. And, you know, when the cannabis thing and the marijuana was made illegal back in those days, I traced it back to the petrochemicals again. And everything that was made from cannabis now is made from petrochemicals. So it's just the oil companies again coming in and taking over and making marijuana illegal and telling people it's crazy and it'll... make, you know, it'll kill you and all that stuff. So far, I don't know of anybody that's died from marijuana unless a bale fell on them or something.
My friend Kevin Booth just produced a film I consulted on called American Drug War that's going to be airing on Showtime coming up in March, I guess next month. And he spent 4 years making it, and he's got the numbers. From year to year, it changes. But about 200 to 300,000, it changes each year, die from pharmacological legal drugs. And about 10,000 die a year from all the really hard, you know, quote, bad illegal drugs, which I agree are bad, heroin, cocaine, things like that. And then they can't even find any deaths from marijuana, and George Washington grew it on his land and smoked it for stomach aches. So why is marijuana illegal, and why do they fill the prisons with hundreds of thousands of people a year who are caught with it?
Well, it's obvious again, because everything that's made from petrochemicals one time was made from cannabis, and it's even the blue jeans. Did you ever read a book called The Emperor Wears Has No Clothes that Jack Hare wrote?
Yes, I did.
Kind of like the Bible, yeah, and it talks about the original Levi's being made from cannabis, and it talks about the ships, the covered wagons, the canvas was made from cannabis.
Yeah, the sails, the ropes, they lasted 4 or 5 times longer.
Yeah, and when I was in the when I was in high school in the FFA during the war, and they had us making rope out of hemp. They made hemp legal again back during the war because they needed it, and we were making hemp ropes in the gymnasium there in Abbott, Texas.
It really is a magic plant. I mean, you can grow it anywhere, and it's just an incredible product for industry, but I guess it's not centralized like a giant chemical plant, so they just can't let the farmers have that, can they?
That's right. It's just too hard for them to compete against something that you can just throw out some seeds, and it's, you got food, fuel, material, everything you need in one... and one seed, and that's just too much for them to compete with.
We're talking to Willie Nelson. He's not just a country music legend or been in scores of films. He's a humanitarian and has just done so much good work for humanity. Do you want to play part of that song since you mentioned it? We happen to have it, Peace on Earth. Would you like us to play a few minutes of that, Willie?
Sure, go ahead.
John, you've got that, right? We sent him so many songs. Yeah, it's there.
Yes.
I forgot to tell him that we might play that if you mentioned it. Here it is, and we'll be back to Willie here in about 2 minutes.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
We'll see what APD has to say, and with all the great weekend out.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Stories and more straight ahead on News Radio 590 KOB.
IRNUS, the first time drivers are paying a national average of $4 a gallon for gasoline. A report by AAA and the Oil Price Information Service finds that gas prices have gone up an average of 33 cents a gallon since this time last month. A strong earthquake has hit southwestern Greece, causing damage and injuries. Police are reporting at least one death. China's official news agency says an aftershock has caused massive landslides in a mountainous region in China. There's also a report that a train derailed after being struck by rocks falling from a mountain. A railroad worker was killed and another seriously injured. Fire swept through the historic Texas governor's mansion. Correspondent Kelly Shannon.
The walls are still intact, but the roof has buckled because of the fire damage and the water from the fire truck fighting the fire.
No one was in the mansion at the time of the fire. This is IRN USA Radio News.
It's time to face the facts. There are over 3 billion people in China and India that used to travel by foot, bicycle, or even ox carts that are now buying cars and using gas. What do you think that means to gas prices? You could save on gas and earn extra money by working from home with the 3-step plan home business system. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. Today, thousands of families are working from home, driving less, and earning extra money with their own home business. Go to 3stepplan.com.
Hi, this is Dale Denton from Maryland. I came from a real estate background and a downturn put me out of business. I found myself near 50 and having to start over with no retirement plan, and the 3-step plan has given me my life back.
Don't just watch things happen. Make things happen in your life. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-897-0395. 800-897-0395.
President Bush is getting set to leave on a farewell tour of Europe.
The trip starts with a U.S.-EU summit in Slovenia, then takes the president to Paris, Rome, Berlin, and London. It's likely the final European tour of his term, and a key goal is rallying the allies to get Iran to halt its nuclear program.
Iran is an existential threat to peace, It's very important for the world to take the Iranian threat seriously.
Tehran continues to enrich uranium despite 3 rounds of UN sanctions, but Bush says he's committed to diplomatic efforts while not ruling out force as an option. Mark Smith at the White House.
First Lady Laura Bush is on a mission to Afghanistan, where she's highlighting signs of progress. The visit is in advance of this week's Financial Donors Conference in Paris. The Afghan president is hoping the world community will pledge aid to Afghanistan. Violence there continues. 11 police were killed there today. For news online, log on to IRNNews.com.
Welcome to Roulades, Relieve It or Not.
I'm Patty P. When I put away pickled peppers in an eating contest, I got first prize and a first-class case of heartburn.
Could Rolaids relieve it or not? Remember, extra strength Rolaids neutralizes 21% more acid than Tums EX to wipe out tough heartburn in minutes. And unlike pickled peppers, Rolaids taste delicious. Patty?
Rolaids relieved even my tough heartburn.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids spells fast relief. Life doesn't mean a correlate, but symptom will abuse as directed.
Flooding in record proportions is continuing along several rivers in Indiana. Weakened downpours are threatening dams and have closed several roads and highways. One person has drowned, another person is missing. Hundreds of people have been evacuated from homes, a hospital, and a flooded nursing home. Residents of Chicago's southern suburbs are cleaning up after yesterday's storms and tornadoes, which tore the roofs from homes and overturned semi-trailer trucks. Forecasters warn that more strong storms could hit northern suburbs again this afternoon. More rain is expected in Wisconsin, where officials warn of flooding from La Crosse to Sheboygan. There's already an offer to host the first presidential town hall meeting between John McCain and Barack Obama. That's according to a letter being sent to both candidates today. The offer comes from New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and ABC News. A spacewalk today at the International Space Station as a two-man crew tackles a sky-high list of fix-up tasks. The spacewalk is the third and last of the mission. Police in New York State say a 29-year-old man jumped out of a plane at 10,000 feet with a camera, but no parachute yesterday. The man was apparently observing on the flight when he followed an instructor, student, and videographer out the door, but wearing no skydiving gear. Police don't suspect foul play, but they're not elaborating. His body was found next to a house with a damaged roof west of Albany. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is already the 20th day of May 2008, and we are going straight into a big interview right here at the start of the show. He'll be with us for the next 40 minutes. He is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, also Hollywood movie star, Navy SEAL, and so much more. He's also a best-selling author, former TV host on MSNBC, and he was on with us about a month ago, and it made headlines in hundreds of newspapers, the Associated Press, and national television when he came on the show and questioned the official 9/11 story. And I was just talking to him before we went live, and he said he's, quote, got something he wants to complain about. So you'll find out what that is with me right now. Governor Ventura, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here again. I hope I could say that. No, I'm laughing because I guess when you do your show, you automatically make it on Bill O'Reilly's idiot list.
I think that's what happens, yes.
Now, I'm confused over that, Alex. How come we're not allowed to ask any questions today?
Well, this broadcast has about 2 million listeners per show, and then it's all magnified on the web, and they don't like the fact that there is a large alternative radio show with more than 60 affiliates, and that's number one internet show. We have
maybe it's something like that, because I can't believe how I simply ask some questions and the way you're attacked for simply asking questions. Has our country really become that you're not even allowed to publicly question the government? You know, I say this, Alex, because in looking back on my 56 years on the planet, the government's lied to me a great deal, and they don't have great credibility with me. So why wouldn't I question them when they tell me something?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, how many times have they been caught lying? And isn't it more suspicious? Me thinks they protest too much.
Yeah.
That they don't want us to ask about Building 7, the firefighters on tape saying the government blew it up. I mean, why aren't we supposed to talk about that?
I don't know. It you know, one of the most interesting interviews that I've seen now has been William Rodriguez.
Absolutely, he was.
When I watched the DVD of William Rodriguez, this guy is totally talking from what he remembers. You can clearly see it. He's not making anything up.
Well, he was there. The firefighters and police said that he stayed in to get a lot of them out when things were starting to collapse.
Oh, he's a hero's hero. There's no doubt about it. And when you hear him talk, and he tells about what he knows there, how can you not question what went on that day?
Well, that was my first question. What do you think of the massive media attack that you have gone through for simply asking a question? They never address what you actually said on the show, and the majority of Americans in polls have the same questions. It's all that you're bad to ask those questions.
Well, it's been pretty eye-opening, to say the least, that, you know, if you do ask a question out there, it's like you're not allowed to today. And that's what really troubles me the most, is this attitude. Is it, Alex, the fact that, and here's what I truly believe, I think people have this hidden, almost screen around them in many ways, that because they don't want to believe that it could be true, they just put that screen up and won't allow anything to penetrate it to the effect that it might be true.
You're right. It's a bubble of denial, their little imaginary world, and anything that conflicts with that, they say, isn't allowed.
Yeah, it really is that way. And that to me, is what has to come down, is the fact that, you know, I like to refer a great deal to the movie that was just out with on John Adams, because it was very profound.
Governor, stay there. Tell us about that after this quick break.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he needs no introduction. He's Jesse Ventura. He's going to be with us for most of this hour. Very thankful for that. And I was going to get into his book being on the New York Times bestselling list. And I was going to get into his run for the Senate. Is he really going to do it? We know he's looking at that. When will we get a final answer? And we will cover that in the second half of the interview after the bottom of the hour. But out of the gates, he brought up 9/11. Now, I have to say, Governor Ventura, I have never seen anyone, and I said this on air, my whole staff said this, all the emails we got said it, I've never seen anyone trounce Sean Hannity like that, just from a position of strength, a position of knowledge, when he says, hey, we don't stage the news, we're not told what to say, and you said, oh, you really want to cover Anna Nicole Smith for 6 months, and he just looked like a cat that had been caught eating the canary. He looked totally guilty and turned red-faced and smiled like a Cheshire cat. I mean, it's asinine. It's come out that the Pentagon's planning propaganda. They have hundreds of people on the payroll claiming they're not putting out this info about the war. We know there's propaganda in media. We know they have talking points. They have talking points to attack 9/11 truthers. But I have to tell you, you absolutely kicked Hannity's butt. I've never seen anything like it. He was speechless.
Well, you know, I'm going to give him his due. I actually found him on and off camera the day that I was there, kind of enjoyable. And I know that seems weird to say. It's because I think that with me, he took a slightly different posture than he did with most people.
Well, he knows that you could end up...
The thing is, they want me on later this month, but it won't be in studio. I fully expect them to be far more aggressive with me when I'm not there in person.
But it's not just that they weren't being aggressive. Everything he threw at you, you totally turned around on him. I mean, I've told my listeners that is now the textbook example of how to deal with these people.
Well, I deal with it the only way I know how, and that's kind of pulled his strap the ears back and full bore ahead.
Well,
I'm that way about things. And, You know, and the truth of the matter was I worked in that business. I know what goes on because I fought it myself when I worked at MSNBC. Every day they would send me down the topics they wanted on the show after telling me that my show I could have complete control of. Well, there were topics that, yes, I remember distinctly the one was the murder in California of the pregnant girl.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's important to California, but there's 10,000, 12,000 murders a year that take place. How is one more important than another in this country? And those are local stories that should be dealt with local media. They are not national stories, nor should they be made national stories. They're National Enquirer stories.
Well, we know what they do.
They do those strictly to get ratings.
I was about to say, and it fills up the news time with these issues that don't affect the power brokers. Meanwhile, there's no time to talk about how three more U.S. troops died today.
Yeah, exactly. They fill it up with this gaga baloney. And the bad part is we as a culture are accepting it, but hopefully the listeners that listen to you and the Internet are very dangerous to that because it's becoming more and more powerful all the time, as we know. And rest assured, the Internet will be the next thing the government will try to control.
By the way, Joe Lieberman has called for federal control over the Internet. He wrote a letter to Google's head and said that they need to self-censor and that the government would give them a list of things that weren't allowed to be covered. Thank God Google said no, but they're talking about taxing the web, regulating it, making you have a IP address that's certified, making you thumb scan to get online. What's your view on that, Governor?
I think that's horrible. You know, to me, we better wake up, you know. Oh, guess what? I got a great story for you that'll tie right in. I just came across the Mexican border from Mexico to the U.S., right?
Yes, sir.
And this will tie into what you just talked about. All through Mexico, I was waved through every military stop. They have now down there what are called hassle-free zones, where U.S. citizens can drive and you won't be hassled by the federales or any of that stuff.
Who want their little bite, their mordidas.
Well, but the point of the matter was I wasn't stopped until the U.S. border.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and breadlines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
And they stopped me. I crossed at Nogales, by below Tucson. And when they stopped me, they recognized who I was. I drive an RV. They sent me over to the inspection area. And I was inspected, and he knew who I was. Guess what they confiscated from me?
What?
This is Homeland Security for you. My dog's dog food.
Keeping it safe from Al-Qaeda. Got to stop that dog food.
Now, here's the thing that troubled me. This was dog food. I have a very special dog. And I carry the dog food from Minnesota to Mexico and back, and I bring enough. And so the dog food was purchased in the United States. It just was taken out of its original wrapper.
Well, they had to have that authority over
my word, Alex. When I said that to them and said, but this is United States dog food, it didn't matter that I vouched for it and the fact that only my dog would be eating it. It wasn't like I was bringing in, you know, 30 cartons worth of Mexican dog food. I'm a private vehicle carrying dog food, and they confiscated it.
Well, the point is that criminals are running wild, murder and crime is way up, and meanwhile, Homeland Security is taking over almost every federal agency, and you have a former governor, an individual who is well-known to everybody, and they had to have that little enforcement, that little we're the boss, you did something wrong, they're training Americans how to be slaves.
I don't know about that, but I thought it was utterly ridiculous that they could they'd confiscate dog food from you when you state that it originated here. What about your word? Doesn't that mean anything anymore today?
No, it means nothing to them. Let's go back, Governor, to when out of the gates you talked about the media attacking you, but the media saying how dare you question the official 9/11 story, never addressing any of the specific facts you listed. So we were talking during the break, and you said you'd like to go through the scientific evidence from another perspective. Let's talk about 9/11.
Well, okay. I'll come at it a little more from a professional standpoint and make it out. Maybe I'll make it on O'Reilly again. I served 3 years with the Navy Underwater Demolition Team 12, West Coast, and our specialty and what I was trained in was blowing things up. And from a professional standpoint and watching how these three buildings fell, it sure looks like demolition to me, and I believe I have an eye for it, you know, having been trained in it and trained by the best that our military has. And, and especially building number 7, no doubt on that one. When you look at it from my viewpoint, that looks like demolition explosions bringing it down. And I view that as a member of the underwater demolition team.
But then we have them staging the Gulf of Tonkin. We have our own government staging the attack on Iran. And now the White House admits they funded real Wahhabist al-Qaeda, number three in al-Qaeda. It's been going on for 4 years to attack Iran and stage terror attacks there. A former general came out on Fox earlier this week and said that we need to, quote, have terror attacks inside Iran. But then the media turns around and says Iran is al-Qaeda when Iran is Shiite. I mean, that's incredible when our government's funding real al-Qaeda to attack Iran, but then saying Iran is also al-Qaeda.
Well, I can't answer to that because I'm not as privy as you on that information. Remember, I just returned from Mexico, and I don't get all the news that you get on that. So I can't really respond to that at all. I can only listen to what you have to say and be appalled over it if it's indeed true.
Let's go back and look at 9/11 from this angle. Why did you decide? I mean, I interviewed you in June of 2006, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You said, I have questions, Operation Northwoods. I have questions, Gulf of Tonkin, other staged events. But you went that far. And then last time, I didn't press you on 9/11. You brought it up during a break and said, I'd like to talk about it. Why did you decide to take that plunge and go ahead and write about it and question in your book and then go even further on my show? I mean,
What spurred me to do it, first of all, I was like everyone. I couldn't comprehend, nor did I want to believe the worst. And we all know what the worst is. And when it I also was embarrassed a little bit that when it happened, I went on full military mode. I didn't question anything because I was the governor at the time. And I feel bad about that now because I could have been even more powerful then in questioning it. But I didn't because, again, I kind of went on military mode. Our country's been attacked. I believed what I was told, believed it, and went accordingly. Well, then after I got out of office shortly thereafter, and, of course, the invasion of Iraq happened, which I opposed, I couldn't understand why, if al-Qaeda indeed truly attacked us, why would we not be fighting them in Afghanistan? Instead, we're focusing and going in this other direction to Iraq, who had nothing to do with any of it. In fact, Saddam Hussein feared al-Qaeda as a problem for him. So it didn't make sense to me on that aspect. And so when we invaded Iraq was when I truly, truly started to question President Bush and his policies, because I opposed that war before it even happened. And that's when I thought, and my son kept on me, he kept telling me about this loose change that was on the internet, and I'm not very savvy to the internet generally. And finally he kept on me saying, you gotta watch this, and I kept even fighting with him, saying, come on, Ty, you can't believe everything on the internet. That, you know, there's no way, these guys had to have attacked us, blah, 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 blah. Well, then we got home from Mexico a couple of years ago, and one Sunday afternoon, my wife and I both said, you know, let's watch that loose change thing that my son keeps telling you about. And so we had an hour or whatever it was. We went up to the computer room, and we watched it. And when I watched it, it hit me like this punch in the stomach, the things that are brought up in it.
So your instincts then picked up the truth of it.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'd call it my instincts. I just, as I watched it and started putting things together, and the fact that why would George Bush drag his feet on any investigation? I put myself in that position as a governor or as a president.
Governor Jesse Ventura, author of the new book that's on the best seller list, a bunch of the different best seller lists. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. We have links where you can get it at Infowars.com, but it's in stores everywhere. We're going to talk more about that before he leaves us. Governor Ventura, you were going over during that last segment that some stations didn't get. Why hasn't there been an investigation? When there's an investigation, of a cop having an auto accident and getting hurt, or there's an investigation of a jumbo jet blowing up, or an investigation of the bridge collapse. I mean, it's not just that. Then we have how they've used 9/11 to take our liberties and freedoms, and how they directed us at the wrong country, like you mentioned, Iraq and Afghanistan, and how Bush then said, I'm not looking for bin Laden. I don't care where he is. And now how they're using anti-terror laws against the American people and federalizing everything. Can you give me your take on that, Governor?
Well, I certainly don't like it. You know, we're called the United States of America, and that means states' rights. And for many things, I think states' rights should prevail. We always have a constant takeover by the federal government going on. And we have to stand up to it, and you have to find a way to do it, because we don't want to be the United States with no states. And that's the direction we seem to be going at.
Go. Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That was one of my big disappointments in George Bush when he first took office. He said that he was going to be an old Federalist-style president, power to the states, which I agreed with. And every decision he's made has been just the opposite. And case in point, like, what is it now, 11 or 12 states have voted for medicinal use of marijuana, and yet the federal government won't allow it. Oregon, I know, twice has voted for dignity and death. That if you want to, if you're not going to live and you're dying, you have the right to be in control of your life, and the federal government says no, and so things like that are very disturbing to me, because I like to have an option in this country that the state that I live in thinks a lot like me, and I have the option in which to live there. But more and more, I'm seeing that leave, so I tend to live in Mexico more today.
Would you say that in many respects, a third world country like Mexico has more freedoms than we have here?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I could still go in the bar and have a cigar at a sports event. Smoke a cigar in the bar, you can't hear.
Well, that's the control freak nanny state, which is just...
You know, I mean, and I say that laughingly. The other thing is, too, Mexico, I'm not saying Mexico has a great government, but at least you know they're corrupt.
I agree. Yeah.
So you know that going in. But the thing that I find where I live, there's nobody of government anywhere around. So you just govern yourselves and we all get along great. It's like a libertarian paradise where I'm at.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
You know, I take care of myself, Alex, and my family, and we help each other. My neighbors help if they need help. You pull each other out of the ditch, because I live in a pretty rugged area. And everyone pitches in, and it doesn't require government at all, even though there's all these laws and everything. Hey, if they're not around, they don't apply to anybody. Just take care of each other.
What kind of dog you got, Governor?
I have a Belgian Malinois.
Oh, those are neat dogs.
Oh, yeah. He's so smart. When he arrived here, he was literate in three languages, which made him the smartest in the house.
We're going to bring
him. He's soon learning Spanish, number four.
Amazing. We're going to break and come back with our final segment with the governor, unless I can twist his arm to stay even longer, maybe to the end of the hour. But I want to come back and talk some about the book. I want to talk about a Senate run. Let's go ahead and get into that now. I mean, are you going to run for the Senate, or how long until we know?
Here's how I feel right now. I don't know yet, and I have till July to decide. I feel like this. I believe strongly that on every ballot, federal, local, or whatever, there should be none of the above. So you can vote a vote of no confidence in your government. With this deficit, we should have no confidence in them. And I may offer myself up as that, because it isn't officially on the ballot, none of the above. But if I go file and put Jesse Ventura down, I then become none of the above. And so any disgruntled voter... And all I'll try to do at that point is run a very minimal campaign, and all I ask is to be allowed in the debates. Because if I can debate him, I can beat him.
Well, no doubt we need your voice in the U.S. Senate, because you are a maverick, you are somewhat of a renegade, and you're only a renegade because you're what we call an old-fashioned American, independence, liberty, freedom. and we need you. So I would certainly support you from Texas for a run for the Minnesota Senate, because you could certainly wreak havoc on their plans and use a bully pulpit up there to expose what they're doing. So, Governor, we totally support you. We're going to be back in 3 minutes with Governor Jesse Ventura, and we'll also talk about his new book, Don't Start Revolution Without Me. So I'm drafting you, Governor. I think you need to go ahead and run for the Senate. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A short time left with Governor Ventura, so I'm going to try to move quickly. Governor, final comment on 9/11. I want to play you a clip that came out and was in major newspapers last week. You may have missed it, where I'm sure you've heard about how they all these major, quote, wartime correspondents or experts they have on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, are really on the Pentagon payroll. They're all former generals, of course, and colonels, and that they're putting out unified propaganda. They've now released hundreds of hours of these tapes, and on the tape, they say, wouldn't another terror attack get the people behind the war? We have Republican memos saying the same thing. And Rumsfeld says, yeah, the cure for the people not wanting to, you know, go into Iran and other places is another attack. Here's that one-minute clip. I want to get your take on this.
I mean, this president's pretty much a victim of success. We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. Help. Perception of threat is so low in this society that it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe, there's a low threat perception. The correction for that, I suppose, is an attack. And when that happens, then everyone gets energized for another period. And it's a shame we don't have the maturity.
Okay.
To recognize.
So the American people don't have the maturity to give up their liberty, so there's got to be another attack. The PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney in September of 2000 called for massive Pearl Harbor events to mobilize the empire. Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Grand Chessboard, calls for giant terror attacks. Your take on that, sir?
Well, first of all, I got to apologize. There was a lot of static on there, and I had a very, my ears are not any better than they used to be before. I had a hard time hearing it clearly.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what he says. He says, quote, the correction for the people not, you know, wanting military action is another attack. And he said that's the cure for it, but barring having, you know, another one of those, the people don't support the war.
And who said this?
Donald Rumsfeld.
Wow. Well, you know, if this stuff's true, then my book is right on. We've got to have a revolution and take our country back.
Well, I agree. The book is on a bunch of the bestseller list. I mean, why did you decide to write the book, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me?
Well, as a wake-up call, I actually, with two New York Times bestsellers, I you know, I got paid great front money and all that to do those books. This book I did with none. I wanted to do it down in Mexico with Dick Russell, and we got together every week and we'd work on it. And I wanted it to be more of a message and a wake-up call to try to wake up the United States of America that the two-party system is corrupt. And that the two-party system, that you have to change the system in which to change the government. And we've got to wake up to that fact, because if we don't, we could very much lose the republic, because that's what Thomas Jefferson warned about. That's what John Adams warned about, that political parties would eventually strangle the republic, because decisions would be made on behalf of the political party, not on behalf of the republic. And that's what we're getting today. An interesting case in point, you know, and we'll tie it back to 9/11 a little. I find it very interesting that the Whitewater investigation, which, you know, in the end all it did was turn up that the president cheated on his wife with an intern, they spent $100 million on that. For 9/11, they only spent $9 million. And I find that peculiar, that, you know, thousands of people were killed in one, and nobody died. And the other one that I know of, where they couldn't prove, maybe one person did, I guess they talk about it, but they spent $100 million to investigate that.
What do you think of Barack Obama and Hillary wanting socialized...
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Hundreds of choices. This is outdoor living like you've never seen before.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With immediate delivery of...
When I was a little kid growing up, my dad was a World War II vet, eighth grade education, but he gets smarter every day. And he said to me one day, he said, you know, all politicians are crooks. And I said, Dad, come on, how can you say that a blanket statement like that? And he said, easy. He said, because they spend $1 million for a job that pays $100,000 a year.
Absolutely. The evidence is right there. That's what one of my grandpas would always say.
And so I make it a point that when I run for office, I do not spend more money than what I will make. Now, as a U.S. senator, I will make close to $950,000 through the course of that six-year thing. So that means I could probably spend about $750,000 to get the job.
Now,
but I will not spend over that. And, you know, if I do it, I'll decide in July, because I believe these campaigns are far too long and far too expensive.
Well, we need you also during this national election cycle to be injecting sanity, and that will up your profile if you run for Senate. I think it's a no-brainer. I'm begging you to do it. We need you to do this, Governor.
The problem is, though, Alex, is then I have to do it.
Then you can't go surfing.
That's right. Then I can't go down to Baja and watch sunsets down there and take my surfboard out and fall down as I try to learn how to do it.
Absolute heaven down there. I certainly envy you down
no
there.
No one watching over me.
No big brother telling
no
you.
No big brother is down there. Do you know what I also do with all my new vehicles? I disconnect that OnStar.
Which tracks you, yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. That people think that that's a... They can track you anywhere you go if you got that hooked up on your vehicle.
Governor, I want to run through a bunch of questions quickly now because we're almost out of time.
Sure.
Government drug dealing. They had a CIA aircraft right at 4 tons of pure cocaine, showing it came from the source. One of the CIA rendition flights, same plane, CIA-owned, crashed in Yucatan Peninsula. Nothing on our press, all over the foreign press, with the CIA pilot, killed the people on board, filled with pure cocaine. Should we decriminalize drugs, A and B? The experts I've had on here believe that over 85% of all narcotics is brought in and licensed by the government.
Well, I think absolutely we should decriminalize it because of the fact that when I was in Mexico, the Virginia Tech thing happened. And the headlines in Mexico said USA 33, Mexico 20, because that day there were 20 people killed in the war on drugs on the border. Only difference is theirs happens every day.
And now it's spread all the way up into Indiana, up into Dallas. Quote, military, our government trained, are now, quote, helping the Mexican drug cartels.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah, that was finally in the Houston Chronicle. Just a side issue, I know he's your buddy. I know you've been in some films with him, like Running Man and Predator, and I know you're a loyal person, but Schwarzenegger, you talk about big government, gun control, on a lot of these issues. What do you think of the job Schwarzenegger's done as governor?
Well, remember this. Arnold is not a true Republican. Arnold is very liberal on the social issues, much like I am. I don't care about gay marriage. It's none of my business, things of that nature. So remember, Arnold's also a populist. He tried the hardline Republican position in California, and he got hammered. His popularity went down the toilet, so he made a turn. And now he's doing things that apparently the Californians are more popular with.
But what about gun control?
Arnold is not a dummy. You know, Arnold knows where his bread gets buttered depending on what he's doing.
Yeah, but you could do that, too. You could go with how the bread's buttered and probably be president. I mean, there is a difference here. You're not for gun control. You're not for drug criminalization. Arnold is.
Well, I don't think Arnold's for drug criminalization, is he? Because he's not bothering the pot shops out there for the medical stuff.
He lets the feds come in and go after him. He hasn't been trying to repeal these drug laws.
But the point is, he can't stop the feds anyway. Federal jurisdiction takes priority over state. Otherwise, if I was governor, I could stop our National Guard people from going to Iraq.
When's the last time you? When's the last time you talked to Arnold? Has he read your book?
I have never talked to him since he took office.
Well, I know that he said that he modeled a lot of his campaign off the fact that he saw that you could win.
That may be true, but I haven't spoken to him at all. I stopped by one time when I was giving a speech in Sacramento, and he had already gone home, you know, back to L.A. And so he wasn't in that day. I just left a note for him and gave him my best regards, and I haven't talked or heard from him since.
Jesse, talking about the police state, all over the country now, they don't just do breathalyzers. They're taking blood at checkpoints from Illinois to Texas, from Arizona to New York State. They're now having, quote, federalization drills where they get tens of thousands of police in 3-4-state areas to randomly search pedestrians now, not just cars, set up checkpoints. What's your take on that?
Well, if it's true, we're in tough shape. The only thing I can comment on is what goes on in my life, and I am concerned because when I crossed the border this year, inside, tonight the border was a second immigration checkpoint. Well, according to the Constitution of the United States, once I show at the border that I'm a U.S. citizen, I should not be required or be asked any type of identification as I travel throughout the continental United States.
And now they're building those deeper and deeper over 100 miles in, and they're going after citizens.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, like the car in front of me, I saw the people showing passports, and they were from California. Well, for some reason, they waved me through because I turned to my wife and I go, I'm going to see if the Constitution protects me. I will not show these people anything, even though they're immigration.
So what happened?
I'm a U.S. citizen. If it's a state trooper, that's different. You're on a highway, then you show your driver's license. But as a U.S. citizen, I am not required to show anything.
What happened?
As I travel throughout the country. The Constitution guarantees me that.
Governor, what happened when you did that?
For some reason, they always wave me through. Every time, they don't question or do anything. I get waved through. So I don't get a chance to really turn them down because they never asked me for anything. But it is racial profiling because I happen to have blue eyes. That might be part of the reason I'm waved through.
Unbelievable. Governor, we have a little bit of issue with the line. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, good. We went to backup there. I'm in Texas, they're in Minnesota. This only happens when we got a huge guest on with us. Governor, in closing, with the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, other points, other key issues that you want to impart, anything else on 9/11, anything else you want to talk about with the future of this republic?
Well, you know, the main thing I want to talk about is the fact that we better wake up and we better pay attention and not to believe everything that the status quo tells you, because they're not necessarily talking the truth, and I'm finding that out more and more and more, and I personally have no trust in the government anymore because they've been so deceitful to me on everything, it seems, and that we've got to change. And I think the other thing I'd like to bring out is this. Having lived outside of the United States now for 3 years in a row for half the year, my belief is that you're not a world power by carrying a club and beating everyone up. And our status throughout the world has dropped dramatically now. The most popular T-shirt you see in Mexico amongst young people now is a photo of George Bush, and it says weapon of mass destruction. And I really don't think it should be part of as the United States, and it's time for us to change direction. So when Obama says about talking to our enemies, I see nothing wrong with that, because it should be the last option. War should never be the first option, is what we've made it today.
Well, you're right, Governor. Our name has been destroyed, and these so-called conservatives that still support the war, A, they're against the will of the people. Only 30% support the war still. And B, they have bankrupted us. The dollar's being devalued. Inflation is in double digits. The Federal Reserve's denying it, but oil just went to $130 a barrel today. $130 a barrel.
Did I tell you my take on oil?
No, sir.
I think this is what's happening on oil. I think they're driving the price up to battle the environmentalists. I think they want to get drilling in Alaska. They want to get offshore drilling. This is a ploy by the oil companies, in my opinion, to drive the price up to where the American people will say it's $5 a gallon. I don't care about the environment. Drill. I've got to have my gas.
Well, that's a part of it, I think, but largely the dollar has been devalued. Oil is dollar denominated, and so if the dollar's been devalued by more than half, oil's going to double.
Oh, yeah, on that end, too. Very good point. Very good point.
I noticed that in Minnesota, because we had some of our local guys that worked at the network came out and shot some video of you talking, and you wouldn't address the press, but you would address them. Why were you not talking to the mainstream press?
Well, I talked to the mainstream press, except not the Minnesota mainstream press. I've made it my personal vendetta that I never speak to them again, because when I was in office, they attacked my children. And so the only way I can fight back is to not talk to them, not make them money. And so I speak to the open press in Boston. I speak to them in L.A., anywhere else, but I will not speak to the Minnesota media because it's my personal vendetta against them. And, you know, us Navy SEALs, we don't get mad, we get even. That's our saying. And So my only way of getting even with them is to not speak to them. That's why I did speak to your people, but on purposely I do not speak to them. And it is because they attack my kids. My son refuses to live in Minnesota now.
Governor Ventura, I want to say one more word to you during the break.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's right to redress.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
IRN USA Radio Network.